they're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy bastards by the bush.
Now I live lean and I mean to inflict the grief, and the least of me is still out of your reach. The killer machine's gonna do the deed until the river runs dry and my last breath leaves. Chin in the air with a head held high, I'll stand in the path of the enemy line. Feel no fear, know my pride, for God and country I'll end your life.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is America paid a $400 million ransom to Iran and put many Americans' lives at risk. You know, the Obama administration quietly shipped $400 million stacked on a wooden pallet in an unmarked plane in Iran to Iran back in January, just as Tehran was releasing four Americans who had been detained there. So there's a huge cash load representing the first payment of the $1.7 billion debt that Iran and an international tribunal claimed it was owed over a failed 1979 arms deal signed before the fall of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. So the Obama administration, they secretly arranged a plane delivery of $400 million in cash on the same day Iran released four American prisoners and formally implemented the nuclear deal. Yes, today we're going to be talking about ransom, and America paid a ransom for four hostages in Iran. So what is ransom, you might say? Well, it's given in exchange for another as a price of his redemption. That's a ransom. It's redemption. It's being redeemed or rescued or delivered. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about what the Bible says about ransom, because the Bible surely has a lot to say about ransom. If you go and turn your Bibles with me to Exodus chapter 21:30, we'll begin on what the Bible says about ransom. If a ransom is demanded of him, then he shall give for redemption of his life whatever is demanded of him. So by the decree of the judges, as Aben Ezra, in which the Sanhedrin of Israel had laid upon him, if his sentence of death is commuted for a fine with the consent of the relations of the deceased, who is such a case, are willing to show mercy and take a fine instead of the person's death. A ransom for your life. Yes, this is exactly what happened. Iran demanded a ransom for the redemption, for the deliverance of the four hostages. And back in the Bible, they used to also take a ransom for your life. Instead of killing you, instead of hanging you or executing you, they would take a fine or some amount of money, and this still happens today. So in Exodus 30:12, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord when they numberest them, and there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. Here in the Bible, people before, they, what they would do is they'd want a ransom for their soul, by which he testified that he redeemed his life, which he had forfeited, and is declared by David in 2 Samuel 24:1, when they counted the fighting men, and then they give up a ransom for their soul before they go into battle. So, not only does the Bible say that you give a ransom for your life, but before they would go into battle, and they used to count the fighting men, and all these men would give up a ransom. They would pay to the religious leader money so their soul would be saved before they go into battle. To me, this is very, very interesting that they would do something like that, but it happened back in the Bible. You see a lot of the same thing today. I think somehow we go to church and we pay because we want a ransom for our soul. And I'm here to tell you that the Bible says there's a point in time that God will no longer accept a ransom. So, when the Obama administration ransomed $400 million to Iran, that administration put every American life at risk. If you turn to Numbers chapter 3, verse 46, the Bible says, "For the ransom of the 273 of the firstborn of the sons of Israel who are in excess beyond the Levites." So there's a ransom, the Levites, the firstborn, for access. So you need to understand that the Lord spoke to Moses saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel and the cattle of the Levites. And the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord, for the ransom of the 273 of the firstborn of the sons of Israel who are in access beyond the Levites. We shall take 5 shekels apiece per head, and you shall take them in turn of the shekel of the sanctuary. So give the money, the ransom of those who are in excess among them to Aaron and his sons. So what did Moses do and what did he command? Well, he took a ransom money for those who are in excess beyond those ransomed by the Levites. Try to follow along. This is in Numbers chapter 3, verse 46. There is a ransom of access. If you had more children, more cattle, if you had more than your share, there was a ransom that you had to pay, this ransom money for those who were in access beyond those ransomed. From the firstborn of the sons of Israel, he took the money in terms of the shekels of the sanctuary. Yes, and then Moses gave the ransom money to Aaron and his sons at the command of the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So here we see God asking for a ransom for access, or for more. Usually, there was a ransom for the children, the head of the children. So the Bible, we see that there's a ransom for your life. There's a ransom for your soul, and also there's a ransom that must be paid for your children. Ransom must be paid for your life, there's a ransom must be paid for your soul, and there's a ransom that must be paid for your children. This is in Numbers 3:48. In Numbers 3:49 through 3:51. But if you turn to me to the Bible, in Numbers 35:31, you're going to see that there is a time in the Bible that ransom can never be paid. ransom money can never be paid. As I was trying to tell you, ransom was paid to save a life. Ransom was going to be paid to save a soul. Then ransom could be paid to save your children from being taken from you, or your cattle, or your oxen. But if you turn to me to Numbers 35:31, you will see what the Bible says. Moreover, you shall not take ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. So there is a time where you can never take a ransom payment, and that is for a murderer's life can never be ransomed. So if someone is guilty of murder, they cannot make monetary restitution in the place of their life. See, the principle of Genesis 9:6 stands, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. So this reflects an important principle. Money cannot replace justice. Sometimes a monetary reward satisfies justice, as in Exodus 22:4, for an example. But other times it does not and should not be used as a replacement for justice. I wonder what God thinks of our modern legal system today, where the rich can buy the fanciest lawyers and refuse juries so the guilty can go free. But I'm here to tell you, a murderer's life cannot be ransomed. Now, the Obama administration just recently sent $400 million to Iran, who I would call a murderous country, to ransom four Americans. Now, if you were in their shoes, you would want to be ransomed. If you were in prison, you would want to be delivered. If you were in captivity, you would want to be redeemed. Well, in sending $400 million to Iran, also not only redeemed the four hostages, but it also put many Americans' lives at risk. So what does the Bible say about ransom? Well, in Numbers 35:32, you shall not take ransom for him who has fled to a city of refuge, that he may return to live in the land before the death of the priest. So basically what this is saying, the high priest back in that day, such a man's liberty was not to be purchased with money, nor even his life to be bought off, should be taken without his city. A great ransom could not deliver him from the avenger who he was guilty of this law, which so wisely and mercifully provided for him, and consequently guilty also of great ingratitude to God, as well as of the breach of his law and the disrespect of his high priest under whom he was protected. So basically, what is this verse saying in Numbers 35:32? There are basically some sins that are committed you just can't ransom off or pay off. You understand what I'm trying to say? They used to try to ransom their soul. But there are some sins that you cannot ransom off, that you can't just pay off. You know, that is the problem with rich people. They think they can ransom God off. And I believe today, there is coming a time that you can't pay, and no amount of money is going to pay for what you have done. You can't just pay off a ransom like what happened when we sent $400 million ransom to Iran. And we could, if you turn to Job chapter 33, verse 24, Job was pleading unto the Lord. He said, "Then let him be gracious to him and say, deliver him by going down to the pit. I have found a ransom." This goes back to Job thought he was dying. And he tried to plead to the Lord. And he said, "Lord, look, I have money. I have a ransom here." How many Americans have been captured in captivity in the jungle by these militias and these barbarians, and they were about to die, and so they call up their friends, right? They call up their family and their mom and their dad, and they say, "Hey, I need $1 million, and finally, $1 million came through, and their lives are spared. This is what the Bible says in Job. I'm telling you, there's coming a time where you can't be delivered. No amount of money can deliver you. And I don't know what's going on in the United States of America, but I do know we need Donald Trump as our president. And I do know that this $400 million ransom that was sent to Iran, as all of our soldiers are on their knees and their hands were behind their head and we looked weak, I know that this was an act of evil. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need our borders. We need the wall built. Job 36:18, "Beware that wrath does not entice you to scoffing, and do not let the greatness of the ransom turn you aside." If you turn to me now to Psalms 49:7, "No man can by any means redeem his brother or give to God a ransom for him." Well, what is this verse saying? Wealth cannot save from death, brother. However rich cannot save his brother. Nor will God accept riches as a ransom for the life or soul of any transgressor. To procure health of the body, peace of the mind, redemption from death, and eternal glory, riches are sought for and applied in vain. What is this verse saying? You cannot give a ransom to God for the sins of your brother or the sins of your sister. You cannot pay off God. You cannot give money or pay God off for their soul. You can't do that. God will not take a ransom. No man by any means can redeem his brother or give to God a ransom for him. So today in the Bible, we're going to be talking about ransom. America paid a $400 million ransom to Iran and put many American lives at risk when the Obama administration secretly arranged a plane delivering a $400 million cash on the same day to Iran. And so we know what the Bible says, that you can ransom a man's life, and you can try to ransom a man's soul, and you can ransom children and access cattle, but you cannot ransom a murderer's life. And nor can you ransom your brother's sins, and nor can you pay off God. No, he won't take your money. In Psalm 69:18, the Bible says, "Oh, draw near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. Redeem me from my enemies." Yes, the Bible here is saying, look, you can even pay off your enemies from harming you. You can ransom off your enemies from harming you. Please pay the price to my enemies so they will leave me alone. Give them what they want so they will let us live in peace. Do you think this happens today in the world where armies are being paid off by some countries so they can live in peace? The Bible says this happened. They ransomed. They gave money to their enemies so they can be delivered. I'm thinking probably the country of Mexico probably giving money to the drug cartels so they can be delivered. Or a community giving money so the thugs won't harm their communities, right? This is what the Bible's talking about here. You're giving a ransom to your enemies so they will not harm you. The Obama administration gave $400 million to Iran, who is our enemy. Very interesting. What is going on here? Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. So ransom is to redeem, to deliver, to rescue. It's redemption. It is redemption. So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 35. He will not accept any ransom, nor will He be satisfied through you give many gifts. This is an inquiry that admits of no compensation. No gifts can be satisfying a man for the injury his honor has sustained, and to take a bribe or a ransom would be setting of chastity at a price. Here the Bible says a man's honor is worth more than any kind of money paid. And not accepting a bribe or ransom for honor. Yes, what the Bible's saying here is sometimes you can lose honor, or you have taken a bribe, or you have taken money, and by taking that money you have lost honor. You have accepted a bribe or a ransom, you have traded it for your honor. Do you see this happening so many times? People sell out for the almighty dollar. They've literally have taken a bribe or a position or something to destroy their whole honor. How many of you know today that our mighty God will ransom off evil to save the righteous? Our mighty Lord will ransom off evil. The Bible says that God often in His judgments cuts off the wicked in order to prevent them from destroying the righteous. And in general, we find that the wicked fall into the traps and pits that they have digged for the righteous. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:18, the wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the treacherous is a place of the upright. I don't know, I hope you never find yourself in a foreign country being held for a ransom. But I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ came as a ransom to redeem you of your sins, to redeem you because you've been in prison, to redeem you out of bondage. Yes, Jesus Christ became that ransom, that payment for your deliverance out of bondage. How many of you today are struggling? How many of you today find yourself in a hard situation? I want to tell you that Jesus Christ paid the price. He paid more than $400 million to redeem you, to deliver you. Jesus Christ gave up His life. He became the ransom so He can deliver you from your sins. He can deliver you from your pain. He can deliver you from your problems. He can deliver you from any kind of health problems. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ became the ransom. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Some of you have been a prisoner of war, or you've been a slave, that's what the Bible says. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ has come to set you free and to be the ransom. The Bible says in Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ is that $400 million ransom. And we don't need to send ransom money to the enemy. Because I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the ransom. He is the ransom of your soul. He is the ransom of your life. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the ransom to set you free from the prison that you've been in. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 13:8, those who have riches have often much trouble with them. As they had much trouble to get them, so they have much trouble to keep them. And in despotic countries, a rich man is often accused of some capital crime, and to save his life, though he may be quite innocent, is obliged to give up his riches. But the poor in such countries are put to no trouble. How many of you to know that a rich man... Many thieves want to capture a rich man and hold him for ransom, don't they? But a poor man, nobody really cares about because they know they ain't going to get nothing. And I'm here to tell you, if I was walking in a foreign country and they try to ransom my life, I would just look at them and say, nobody's going to pay you. You might as well shoot me now because you ain't getting no money because nobody's going to give you anything for me. But not so for a rich man. No, a rich man, he has got a lot of wealth, and that family would be a target to be ransomed. But how many of you know today that even though you might be poor, and you might not have no money, and even though the devil wants to hold you in captivity, I got to tell you that Jesus Christ is the ransom. And He is greater than $400 million. Jesus Christ is the ransom. You see, I'm a poor bastard here. And if I was caught by some guerrilla militia in Cambodia, nobody would send a ransom to help me. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ will help you because He is that ransom and He's sending more than $400 million. And I got to tell you, when America sent $400 million to Iran, we put many American lives at risk. But isn't it great that Jesus Christ is the ransom for your deliverance today? Isn't it great that Jesus Christ has redeemed you of your prison? Isn't it great that Jesus Christ has come to deliver you from your problems today? Yes, I don't got much to give you, but I can give you Jesus, the Redeemer, who gave His life as a ransom for you. And just like these four hostages, they understood what redemption was when the American government sent $400 million to Iran to free them from their prison. Jesus Christ also wants to free you from your prison. Isn't it great that we serve a Jesus? You know, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is raised from the dead, and you confess with your mouth that He is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. Turn to Jesus Christ today, who is the ransom. Turn to Jesus Christ today, who is the ransom. We need Jesus back in America. And we should have kept the $400 million in America. We need Jesus to ransom America and to deliver us from evil. Yes, we need Jesus back in America. We need the ransom of Jesus Christ. Yes, we need Jesus in America, and we need Him now.